Well, you might be asking yourself the question, so why are we talking about parenting at a biblical counseling conference? Well, let me give you a few reasons. Many of the situations that you'll counsel will have implications, parent-child struggles, implications in the counseling that you get involved with. So for that reason, it's good to have a good, solid background in biblical principles of parenting. And frankly, if I'm going to be a good counselor in those situations, it's only going to be because I'm doing some things right in my own personal life in regards to my parenting, right? I mean, it's going to be tough for me to be a blessing and to counsel people well if it's not going well with me. So those of you who are in the midst of parenting right now or prospective parents, I hope that you just latch on to these principles and you say, yeah, you know, I'm so glad that God gave us those and he gives me some direction for how I should parent my kids. And then thirdly, I would say this, 1 Timothy 3 indicates that one of the qualifications for leadership in the local church is doing what? Managing your family well, right? And parenting. And so, frankly, I disqualify myself from spiritual leadership or church leadership if I'm not getting things done, if I'm not managing things well in my own house. So I hope that you walk away with some truths that will help you as you counsel other people, but also some truths that will help you just in your own family situation. Well, in this session, I want to talk to you about teaching our children. However, before we do that, I want to just give you, again, another little personal testimony here. I mentioned that Sue and I, when we were first, actually before we were married, started being introduced to some of these principles. One of the things that was really fantastic about that was just to get some good, solid biblical training, because honestly, both of us didn't come from that great a family background. I would say we weren't from families where biblical principles were practiced and people were, their desire was to please Christ and the goal of raising your children was to help them to become more like Christ. And so frankly, if you're in that kind of a situation, you know, you can sort of lose hope, right? I mean, is there really any hope that a family can be godly, that a family can be joyful and loving and everything that God wants it to be? And so it was really great to get that teaching. But secondarily, it was really great to be around families, to observe families that were getting it right. And I didn't say perfect, but to be around families who you could look at and say, man, God is doing something in that family. That is different than the average family in our culture. Don't you love that? When you can latch on to somebody like that, and we had the benefit of being around some families like that. And I encourage you to look for some families like that, that can be, if you're a young parent or a prospective parent, that can just be a blessing to you. And so, again, I hope you hear me saying it's not because... It's not because we were so good at figuring all this stuff out. We just had a lot of good people, a lot of good resources around us that were a blessing to us. Well, let's start with this. John MacArthur said it well in speaking about the only true hope for the family. The truth is the only real values that can save the family are rooted in Scripture. They are biblical values, not just family values. Therefore, the future of the family in our society hinges on the success of those who are committed to the truths of the Scripture. There is hope for parents because God has revealed many truths about parenting. You know, you've seen it several times, I'm sure, this week, the 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Isn't it good of God to give us the Scripture? It's God-breathed. It's His Word on what He wants the family to be in our case. It's profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, for training in righteousness, that we can be adequately equipped for every good work. 2 Peter 1:3 says that he's granted us everything pertaining to life and godliness. You know, is there hope for families in your church that they can be strong and that your church can be strong? Yeah, we believe that strong churches are built on strong families, people who are getting it right in their relationship with the Lord, and they're getting it right in how they're parenting their kids and bringing their family up. Is there hope for families in your community that don't yet know Christ, that they can be drawn to Christ because of the appeal of a godly family? Absolutely. That's the way it ought to be. That ought to be one of our strongest testimonies to our community, is the strength of our families. So the question really comes down to, then, are we getting it right? Are we following God's plan for parenting? And that's what we're trying to unpack here in this next couple of hours. You know, the Scripture is promise-filled. It can make us thoroughly equipped for every good work. It can help us to make disciples. And Jesus promised that he would build his church. And building his church is part of that, at least, is making disciples in the family. So parents should seek to bring glory to God by fulfilling the mission to which God has called them. Deuteronomy chapter 6, a very familiar parenting verse, says that God has called us to teach our children diligently. in all kinds of ways, to teach our children. Ephesians 6:4 says that fathers are not to provoke our children to wrath, but to bring them up in the discipline and the instruction or the teaching of the Lord. Ted Tripp said you have authority because God has made you his agent. This means that you're on his errand, not yours. Well, let's talk about that. What's the goal for which every parent is striving? Just a couple of things that aren't in your notes, but a couple of things about this Ephesians 6:4 passage. In other words, what's the final product to look like in our parenting? Well, let me unpack for you just a minute that phrase, bring them up. Fathers, don't exasperate your children, but bring them up. A couple of key things about that. That phrase is in the active voice. You bring them up. It's a command. It's not passive. It's not, well, they will be brought up or be brought up. And it's not in the middle voice, well, bring yourself up. It's consistent with what we believe about the nature of man. And that is that Romans 5:12 says that death came to all men through one man. We believe that there's a sin nature and that it's important for us as parents to bring them up. It's not a passive activity. Secondly, it's in the present tense. It's a continuous action. It's an ongoing process. Be bringing them up continuously. It's not a one-time home run with your parenting skills, but it's over a period of years to be bringing them up. And as I said, it's a command. The other thing that's important about that passage that bring them up is that it's a positive command. It's a positive. There's something that we're shooting for. And so our goal really is to make disciples. Not to create men and women who are dependent upon us, but rather that according to Colossians 1:28, that we present everyone perfect in Christ. What we're striving to do is we're striving to bring our children up so that they'll be mature, so that they can distinguish between good and evil. Another verse to jot down there is Hebrews 5:14. So the question is, for what are you aiming as a parent, and what will the final product look like? Do you know, this is what's really exciting. So if you're digging through your notes right now looking for what I'm saying, you're not going to find it, okay? So you can just take a few notes here. Here's the exciting thing that a Christian parent has as an advantage over any other parent. Do you know what it is? We have the final product described for us, don't we? In other words, it's not just like everybody's for themselves, do whatever you think is best in your own mind. But no, our goal is to bring our children up to be like Christ. He's our model. God said it. We saw it in the last lecture. God said, "This is my son whom I love. I am well pleased with him." He is the model for how we want to bring up our children. So let me ask you a question, a little bit of feedback here. So if I were to ask you, say, well, if Jesus is the model, then what does that model look like? What do we want to be true of our children when they leave our home? Give me some feedback here. That you want them to know to be loving. Yeah, you want them humble. A servant. Gracious. Christ-like. Okay, that's going in circles, okay? I want to be like Christ, and what's that look like? What else? Give me some more words.
Sacrificial.
Yeah, okay, so puts other people before themselves, their concerns. Go ahead. Yeah, okay, a person who knows truth and is able to proclaim it. Somebody said wise,
generous,
kind, submissive. Yeah, I mean, all these, right, we've got it. You've got it. It's like, this is what you want your child to be. Now, the challenge is, how do we get there, right? But the reality is that we've been given the model. And those are some great, great descriptions of that. So, as a parent, then, as we go through these parenting years, then we want to be constantly coming back to the goal and saying to our children things like, you are serving like I know Christ would serve, and I'm sure God is pleased with that. Or when you need to correct your child, is that consistent with the way Jesus would think or behave or speak? So you're constantly going back to this goal. Isn't it great? Isn't it great to have a model? So very thankful for that. Well, in the first lecture, we talked about a couple of things. We talked about a parent-centered and a child-centered home. We talked about the characteristics of a God-centered home. And now in this lesson, we want to talk about some steps to accomplish the goal. Again, our cornerstone verse is Ephesians 6:4, Fathers, don't provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the nurture or the discipline and the instruction or teaching of the Lord.